wildfires burning both ends of California. Let's bring in correspondent Alex Stone as the death toll is rising on this. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm in Malibu right now. This is a city that is completely evacuated this morning. There is fire moving toward this town, and this is another rough day ahead. Santa Ana winds, they calmed a bit overnight. I just drove through an area with quite a bit of fire activity, even though the Santa Ana winds aren't blowing all that hard right now. But in a couple of hours, that's expected to change again when the winds will kick back up, and those winds will likely be pushing in the direction toward Malibu, which could create problems for this community. But on these fires in California, 31 people dead now, thousands of buildings that have been destroyed. Now, on this fire, the Woolsey Fire in Southern California, they have no clue how many buildings have actually burned. There are numerous homes, home after home, many of them multi-million-dollar mansions that are gone in Malibu and Calabasas and other areas of Southern California. And in Northern California, the number of homes is less, but it is the lives that have been lost. All of the people who were trying to escape the campfire around the town of Paradise late last week, now their bodies are being found, and the number of dead is rising.
Yeah, it's terrible to hear some of these stories, and the numbers of the people unaccounted for, that's, I think, shocking to hear for a lot of people, Alex.
Yeah, the number's at 200 right now, and that number will fluctuate quite a bit, as we know from covering these fires, especially the ones over the last couple of years that have been history-making and constantly are the number one in injury and in death and in property destruction from the fires in Santa Rosa last year, where a couple of dozen people, all the fires together, were killed and about 8,000 homes burned. That was a similar situation, and earlier this year, on the car fire up near, pretty close actually to where the campfire is burning right now, that you get these missing numbers and you get a lot of people calling in and saying, hey, I haven't seen my neighbor. I haven't talked to my loved one. And their loved one or neighbor is actually fine, but they've gone to a hotel or they're somewhere without cell service. Service is out all over the place around here. Power is out. Cell service is out. It's hard to get in communication with people. And a lot of times that impacts that missing list. So there will likely be more bodies found out of those 200, but is it 200 or so? The number's right around 200 dead? Probably not, but that number may go up, it may go down. Sometimes it will skyrocket to 1,000, 2,000. Detectives will find some of those people, will come right back down. We'll have to see where that list settles over the next couple of days.
And, you know, Alex, many of the victims were found in their cars, right, trying to escape?
Absolutely, and we're hearing amazing stories of people, what they went through to get out, and some weren't able to get out. That's the biggest problem in these canyons and on these windy roads. When the fire comes up that quickly, that they just they can't get out, and the flames are running at times a football field every 3 seconds. They overtake your car, and all of a sudden you are in a tunnel of fire on a single lane road, and your car is melting. We heard from one woman who. Her car just stopped in the fire because it lacks oxygen. It lacks anything to run. When she touched the outside of her car, her bumper was melting off. Her door handle was melting off. And the paint on the outside of her car and cars around her was bubbling off. It was like wet paint when she touched it. She was breathing in hot air. She thought she was going to die.
That's unbelievable to hear these stories. Are officials telling people to maybe run to how are people supposed to escape when it seems almost impossible to by car?
Yeah, I mean, running is going to be deadly. It's running faster than humans can run. But luckily, now that the fires are known and where they are, they can get the evacuations going long before they get to populated areas. That's why 250,000 people in Southern California were evacuated over the weekend. That the biggest danger times are last Thursday, when the fire has just started and it is moving faster than emergency officials can evacuate, and nobody knows it's coming, and it's early in the morning and people are asleep. Once word gets out there's a fire, and once we know generally where it's going, then it's in the media and evacuation notices go out early. But in those initial hours, when it's running so fast in these winds, in Santa Ana winds, a 50-mile-an-hour gust, that's when people die and they just don't get out in time.
Just unbelievable. All right, Alex, stay safe out there. That's Alex Stone reporting live from Malibu, California. The the video, the scenes that are coming from the fire scene, just incredible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.